This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With the onset of winter weather, the Glidden Area Ambulance Service would like to remind you to please take the time in your drive to slow down, leave extra space, and always drive like there's ice under the tires, because there probably is. Remember, braking distance is increased when the conditions are slippery, and visibility may be reduced during periods of snowfall. Please take your time and drive carefully. Leave that phone down. Remember, even if the road looks like it's clear, it may still be slippery. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Joe Oskvarik about the upcoming Veterans Day steak dinner over at the Park Falls Legion Hall.
We always have our steak dinner. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's going to feature Stuffy Herbst, Secret Marinade, and his son and grandson, Dan and Jake, will barbecue it.
He passed down that secret recipe to him, didn't he?
Yes, he did, right. And they will not divulge it to us. Of course, you get a baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms, or onions, if you want. Now, this is real important.
Okay.
I'm going to man the phones at the Legion November 8th, 9th, and 10th, and call from 6 to 9 sharp and tell me your order to go. Now, they're going to be ready at 4:30. You could get them at 4:30, you could get them at 5 or 6, but you'll be ready at 4:30 and you might have to microwave it. The number is 715-762-3032. That's 762-3032. The cost went up a little. It's $25 this year.
Once again, that is taking place Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls, and today is the last day you can call to pre-order takeout. That number is 715-762-3032. That is available from 6 to 9 p.m., and it is $25 per plate. Remember, cash is appreciated because they do not have the capability for credit cards. Some Republican lawmakers have proposed a bill that will ban absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, and it got a hearing in an assembly committee Tuesday. Savannah Tomielsen takes us there.
Wisconsin had more than 500 drop boxes in 2020. In 2022, the state Supreme Court ruled they're unconstitutional. Less than a year later, justices reversed that decision. Currently, it's up to each municipality and clerk to decide whether to use a drop box. Last year, according to documents from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, there were 78 across the state. Now, 20 Republicans have signed on to a bill that would ban the use of drop boxes in Wisconsin. However, we have a Democratic governor, so even some Republicans who want to ban drop boxes said they couldn't support this bill, knowing it would be vetoed. Representative Lindy Brill, who wrote the drop box ban bill, and Representative Scott Krug, both Republicans.
My first question is, do you see Governor Evers signing this bill?
Fair question. No, unfortunately. But I'm taking this head on because our Republican president believes this is the direction we should be heading.
A handful of clerks testified against the bill Tuesday. They said at this point they feel a drop box is safer than the mail. Rock County Clerk Lisa Tolofsen and Marathon County Clerk Kim Trueblood.
My husband was a town clerk, and during the November election, he had a ballot that should never have left Wisconsin that detoured through South Dakota.
I have clerks tell me all the time that they are getting absentee ballots returned up to a week after the election, and based on the postmark, it has taken 2 or 3 weeks for that ballot to go through the mail stream. It has been handled by who knows how many people in who knows how many places.
The more popular idea among clerks, Democrats, and some Republicans seem to be creating security standards for drop boxes. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Rice Lake Police Department has an update to their press release from November 4th. On November 7th at about 1 p.m., the Rice Lake Police Department received notification that Tony A. Peterson was located deceased in the city of Ashland. Ms. Peterson's death is being investigated by the Ashland Police Department, however, no foul play is suspected at this time. The Rice Lake Police Department extends its deepest condolences to Ms. Peterson's family. Tuesday, November 18th, from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., there's a blend drive over at AmVets Auxiliary, Post 50, at the Phillips Municipal Building in Phillips. To schedule your donation, you're invited to call Dolores at 715-339-6177. They do ask that you please schedule in advance. Remember to have some iron-rich food, hydrate, sleep well, wear some comfy clothes, bring your photo ID, and 16-year-olds must have a signed permission form. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 18th, from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., over at the Fields Municipal Building. Firearm hunting season opens in Wisconsin this month, and the DNR has some warnings for hunters. Isabella Nieto has more.
The State Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. DNR and Aspirus Health are teaming up to remind hunters to practice safety as they head out to harvest deer. Falls from heights over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, can result in more serious trauma. Hunters should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check their gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Wisconsin's 2025 gun deer season opens on Saturday, November 22nd, and runs through Sunday, November 30th. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks go to Dallas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-30s this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.